That's Dayton's own Dan Raritan. And if you wanted to dance with him and have a drink on him, you could go to the Ghostlight Coffee House tonight. It's the first night of a two-night event called Songwriter's Solstice, put on by our very first guest. I'll say first that Mark Cantwell and Georgia Goder are in the studio. But it's just a pleasure to welcome back friend of the show and this event organizer, Kevin Milner. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Nikki. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Been enjoying the sound checks. You guys, some of the shining, sparkling examples of what's awesome about Dayton. I just love it. Tell me about, I mean, there's 28 solo singer-songwriter performers playing over the next two nights at Ghostlight Coffee House. That's right there on Wayne Avenue, mm-hmm. just south of the Oregon District. Beautiful, beautiful venue. What made you think to do this?
I like putting on shows there, and I've had kind of some good luck with like bringing in sort of a little bit bigger acts, and then I open for them, so I can say that I open for them. But then I couldn't find anybody in December. I'm like, you know, I should do something good instead of trying to, make myself look better. So instead, I decided to put this on, and then contacted the Dayton Food Bank, and then I sent out an email to all my friends, and I thought maybe like five or six people would say yes, and then one person after another starts saying yes. So I talked to Shane. He's like, let's go ahead and make it 2 days over. So it'll be Friday and Saturday. Then I'm like, well, that's sort of like a festival. And then it's sort of like all came together like that.
Well, it's a great idea. And for the solstice and all to benefit the food bank, you're asking people to bring a canned good.
Yeah, I think the mission's going to be three canned goods, or you could donate $5 at the door, and we'll give that to them. I swear I won't pocket it. you can donate $5.
I think he's a good guy.
You know what I realized today is that I want to do it every year, but next year on a Friday and Saturday, it's not going to be the solstice. So I should have thought of that before we named it that. But
pre or post solstice.
Okay, sure.
You know, you can wake up. I can't even tell you how glad I am. I don't know. I just have been gloomy because of the lack of light. So this just makes the beginning of the return of the light all the more delightful. Kevin Milner, thanks for being here. Can you hit us a little one? Tell us a little about it.
I would love to. This is a song I wrote kind of a long time ago, but it's just sort of a breakup song or something like that. So here we go. It's called A Thousand Fireflies. They always have to wonder why that I can't stop myself from getting high tonight. And you know every single one of these words is true that I do. Exactly what I have to do to get by. Exactly what I have to do, just as I've predicted. Wounds were all self-inflicted. My tequila and the tears in your eyes hit the light of a thousand fireflies tonight. But babe, I'll not turn over a new leaf when I speak. Never meant to cause such grief to you. In your eyes, we can see the end inside tonight. Let me ever steal the light from your eyes. Don't let me ever steal the light. Just as I predicted, wounds were all self-inflicted. My tequila and the tears in your eyes. In the light of a thousand fireflies tonight. In the light of a thousand fireflies home. I would always walk alone getting stoned. See how much I haven't grown to you. See how much I haven't grown. Just as I predicted, wounds were all self-inflicted. My tequila and the tears in your eyes. In the light of a thousand fireflies tonight. In the light of a thousand fireflies predicted, wounds were all self-inflicted, my tequila and the tears.
Kevin Milner live on Excursions. He and 27 other fabulously talented locals will be on stage tonight and tomorrow at the Ghostlight. It's a musical benefit for the Dayton Food Bank. It's Songwriters Solstice. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be back. We're gonna go around. We've got Mark Cantwell and Waiting in the Wings and friend of the show and fabulous singer-songwriter Georgia Goad. Welcome, Georgia.
Thank you.
Going to be a part of this. You know what? You're a good person. Last time you were here, it was for a good cause.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're just a good person.
That was a very good event. I had a good time throwing that.
Excellent. Well, welcome back, and thank you for playing for all the right reasons and making great music in Dayton. And if you would, hit us a little and tell us about the tune you're going to sing.
This one's called Pink Energy. My band, A Shade of Red, does this, but it's all rocked out, so this is stripped down, and it's about feeling the flow of energy around you and in the surrounding people, in the people that you surround yourself with.
Right up my alley. Georgia Goad from Shade of Red, live on Excursions. Great tune, Pink Energy, Georgia Goat of Shade of Red, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you for that. That's just nice. Very, very great. She and 27 other of the region's finest singer-songwriters are going to be on stage tonight and tomorrow night. You can check this out online. Really nice Facebook page going up there. Put in Songwriters Solstice. It's two nights of great music, great vibe, and all very, very local in the musical benefit for the Dayton Food Bank. It's a pleasure to welcome to the studio now a gentleman who is just from up the road a piece, and your name is Mark Cantwell, despite how it's spelled.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
First of all, welcome, Mark.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Your last name is C-A-N-T-W-I-L.
Correct.
Which I thought was sort of like a nice little paradox. Either you will or you can't.
Exactly.
You can't
exactly.
Or you will. But it actually pronounced can't. Well, welcome to Excursions.
Oh, and thank you.
Thanks for being a part of this. Tell us a little bit about you. I'm new to you.
Yeah, I am. Singer-songwriter. Been doing this for many years. Lived in Columbus for about 10 years. And moved back in the area when my wife and I got married. And I got hooked up with Kevin probably about a year and a half ago at Canal Street. We just stayed in contact, and great guy, and just been playing the Dayton scene more. And
well, it's nice to have you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed your noises at Soundcheck, and if you would, play us one, tell us a little bit about the tune.
Definitely. I'm going to start out with one called Blackjack. excuse me. This is a song that came out of conversation with a friend, kind of two parts of it. The first one, we were talking about how it's, you know, we both have families now, and, you know, the kind of comparing, you know, when we were younger, being on the, you know, being able to tour and get on the road, and, you know, now with families, how it's, you know, not
changes
as,
everything.
It does. And I told her, I said, you know, I would love to fill up the tank and roll the dice. And it was kind of a light bulb, you know.
That's
and,
a great line.
Yes, I kind of wrote that down. And
nice.
In the same conversation, she told me this story about when she was 19, her and her boyfriend just loaded up their car and they headed out to Vegas, and nobody knew for like 2 weeks. So with the combination of those two stories and a little bit of, you know, songwriter dust to kind of spice it up a little bit, I came up with this one here, Blackjack.
That's great. Mr. Mark Cantwell, live on 91.3.
love you written on the mirror in lipstick red. She took my keys and my money, and she never looked back.
Blackjack.
Mark Cantwell live on 91.3 WYSO. Yeah, you know, except the kids. But you just you know, make room for them.
Definitely.
We get a lot of people roll through with their clan. Kind of, it's a different life, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's like, you know, it's when you're younger, it was nothing to jump in a van, you know, with the bands I was playing with, and head out on a Thursday, get back on a Sunday or Monday, you know. And now it's got to be a little more strategic. You know, I'm willing to go anywhere, but it has
right.
to be a little, you know, a little more strategic, a little more planned out.
To carve the time a little bit more carefully. Mark, well, thank you for playing. And Kevin, if you're ready to do another one there at the we're going to do a little Songwriters in the Round today. And while he's stepping up to the microphone here, I want to remind that it is tonight and tomorrow night. It's called Songwriters Solstice. It is 28 of the finest singer-songwriters crowding around microphones and over steaming cups of yum at the Ghostlight Coffee House as a musical benefit for the Dayton Food Bank. And it includes Jack Buttermore, Jacqueline Vanderburg will be there, Jessica Collis, John Augustine, and Joseph Kreis, Joshua Eagleland, Jane Sachs, Jerry Gillespie, Joe Andrill, John Dubuck, and John Simon. And that's just the J's. It is just the names that start with J. It's going to be quite an extravaganza, a nice sort of survey of some of the finest music being made anywhere, and it's right here from our Miami Valley. Welcome back, Kevin Milner.
Hey.
Thanks again for putting this together. Thanks for
having us. You are so nice to always let, whenever I have some kind of crazy thing like this going on, you always let us come in.
Well, I have to say, though, I have to give you some sass because it is December 20th, as you know, because this is a solstice mm-hmm. celebration, solstice tomorrow, and you're wearing sandals without socks.
Yeah, I wear sandals pretty much year-round, though.
Do you really?
Yeah, when there's snow on the ground. Because I'm really not outside. It's not like I'm a woodsman or anything, you know? And so...
You know, I was like, I always like Kevin. He always brings things, and you show up in sandals. I'm like, are you okay, honey? You all right?
Yeah, I want people to think I'm maybe a little off.
A little off.
Yeah, people at my work, they're, you know, like everybody, they wear shirts and ties and stuff, and I come in my sandals, and I'm 5 minutes late. I do a good job, though, but...
I bet you do.
You know,
yeah.
I try.
Kevin, will you play another one for us? Tell us a little about it. Is this the sassy one?
No.
Well,
everything I do is sassy,
right.
frankly, but... this is a song, I actually stole the chorus of this song from a poem from the 1850s that this lady named Sarah Williams wrote. So it's a tale of three deaths. There's three people that, well, I guess the title gives that away. But Tycho Brahe, the astronomer, is the middle verse. Sarah Williams, the poet that I steal from, is the third verse. And the first verse is just kind of a made-up guy. So it's a tale of three deaths. I finger pick it, so I'll try and hit it hard.
Oh, here, I'll adjust the volume in here. It's Kevin Milner, live on WYSO.
Saying prayers to no one, a desperado with a gun asks, what the hell have I done this day? Not so sick of being poor, couldn't take it anymore, laid them on the bank's cold floor as he got away. But the law was closing in, he screamed and fired once again, saying we are born to sin, as he fought. But lying in a pool of blood, no escaping the flood, the darkness came to him in the mud. His final thought, his final thought. Though my soul be set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night. Adopted by nobility and educated properly, came a master of astronomy at an early age. With the stars to chart and graph, and following the comet's path, writing his own epitaph, called him a sage. Supernovas in the night, and even though he had to fight, proved to his critics he was right. After his duel, an affair with Denmark's queen led to his poisoning. He succumbed to mercury and died a fool. Died a fool. Though my soul be set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night. Poet sits with little time, hoping for the words to rhyme, knowing that the finish line is closing in. Hidden from her family, she didn't know just how to be, but in her verse she could be free till the end. I hope you were not afraid, staring down your early grave. I know, Sadie, you were brave, and time could be gained. The writing of her life and death, in pain until her final breath. The cancer left her nothing left, but your words remain. Your words remain. Though my soul be set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night. Though my soul be set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night.
Kevin Milner at Live on Excursions. Wow, what a great line.
I stole it. Yeah, that's the part she wrote.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's why, like when I read it, I heard music in my head. So I had to, I think if somebody wants to steal from me in 150 years, they'll feel free.
Go ahead. In fact, yeah. We can consider this your official
exactly.
permission.
Go ahead. 150 years from today's date.
What a great line and beautifully set to song. That was nice, Kevin. Kevin Milner's in the studio. We got Mark Cantwell, who play well for us again. Also, we get to check back in with Georgia Goad. What do you have for us next, Georgia?
This one is a little slower, a little more melodic. I like the old Scottish and Irish tunes where it sounds like they're singing about an old lover or a woman, but they're actually singing about their homeland or a place they have fond memories of that they miss terribly. So this is my song about Scotland, where I lived very briefly several years ago.
No kidding. Is that Scottish?
No.
What is it, German?
I have no idea what it is. I know my dad and my mom have some history over there, but I don't know where Goad comes from.
Mm-hmm. I like it, though. It sounds good. It sounds good with Georgia, too. Okay. Yeah. Georgia Goad live on Excursions with her version of Longing for a Place on WISO. Georgia Goad from A Shade of Red. Is it A Shade of Red or just Shade?
It's just one shade of red.
Just
A Shade of Red.
A Shade of Red on Excursions. Thanks for paring it down. I mean, has this come easily to you? I mean, you guys rock. Shade of Red rocks.
We started out, I played the acoustic and Sean played the congas. And it was pretty melodic and folksy. Mm-hmm. But there's that inner, you know,
tension,
rock and
vibration.
Roll, you know, that you just got to crank that PD amp up, you know, and he just wants to bang on the drum kit. And then Alex joined us and just took it to a whole new funky level. But
that sounds so good. I really enjoy you guys as a three piece.
It's fun to completely strip it down.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Thank you so much for sharing with us
Thank
today.
You.
And we wrap up with another song from Mark Cantwell from just outside of Greenville. You live just there in a rural district, do you?
Yeah, probably about 40 minutes away. It's a little town called Rushi, Ohio. It's my
Rushi.
Yeah.
Spelled Russia.
Russia, yeah. What's so funny, because you have Rushi, Versailles, and Houston, which is basically Russia, Versailles, and Houston. So I'm not quite sure what the French were trying
to
do.
What is going on?
Yeah, exactly.
What is going on?
Yeah, it's my wife's hometown, and we live there and raise our kids.
Aww.
Great little place. Yeah.
Well, I'm so pleased for you to come. I'll remind our listeners that the event is tonight and tomorrow night. 28, not 27, of the finest singer-songwriters gathering to share song after song on stage at Ghostlight. That's Ghostlight Coffee on Wayne Avenue here in beautiful Dayton, Ohio. Songwriters Solstice, a musical benefit for the Dayton Food Bank. We've got We'll put a link up on the WISO Facebook page, but you can search Songwriters Solstice on Facebook and it'll come up there and you can see a full list of the amazing artists. And I'm just so pleased that you guys came and shared with us today. Tell us a little bit about the tune you're going to play, Mark.
Yeah, definitely. This next one is called Dig It On You. This is going to be well, my next album, which hopefully we're shooting for March, so you know how that goes.
Keep me posted. And hey,
definitely.
you just get real friendly with that microphone. You just get right.
Closer.
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Definitely.
Excellent.
So, yeah, this one's called Digging on You, and we're hoping to release the next album by March. And real quick, I want to thank Kevin Milner for putting this food bank benefit together. I know he's put a lot of work in it, and he's just a great guy, and there's no doubt it's going to be a great, great weekend.
I agree.
Sure.
I agree. Thanks so much, Mark. Mark Cantwell, live on Excursions.
Thank you. Well, I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. Life's a poor boy too. You got me acting a fool. I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. Life's a poor boy too. You got me acting a fool. I'm digging on you. I've been watching from my window, and I just can't get my eyes off of you, girl. You don't know me, don't know I'm looking. Oh, how I wish to be part of your world. Well, I'm digging on. Lots of four more two, got me black and blue. I'm digging on you home. Well, I'm hypnotized by every expression and the way you run your fingers through your hair. Would you find us romantic? Oh, a little bit frightening. To know that you are never, ever alone. Well, I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. Life's a poor boy too. Got me acting a fool. I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. Life's a poor boy too. Got me black and blue. I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. Who wants a poor boy to count me acting a fool? I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. I'm digging on you. Who wants a poor boy to you count me black and blue? I'm digging on you. Me acting a fool, I'm digging on you. Who I poor boy to? You got me acting a fool, I'm digging on you.
Mark Cantwell live on Excursion. Did you write that song for me?
Just for
me?
You. Yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What a delight. Nice to meet you. Kevin, thank you for bringing this
thanks
amazing.
Thanks again for having us.
Oh, what a treat. You tell Georgia thanks to her too, will you? Thanks to you. She's waving.
I figured out what her last name meant. I looked it up.
Yeah?
It's English, and it either means lives by the water or acts like a goat. So.
I'm going to take the water one on that. Yeah.
That's better.
Oh, so nice. Thanks, everybody. Good luck. It's going to be a great event. The Songwriters Solstice, a musical benefit for the Dayton Food Bank tonight and tomorrow at Ghostlight Coffee right here in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, it's 14 minutes before 1 o'clock. It's the World Cafe at that time.
Pretty Lights is the work of Derek Vincent Smith, an electronic artist whose latest album, A Color Map to the Sun, is an uncharacteristic analog disc. So we are lucky to have Derek and the live version of Pretty Lights play a set in our studio. Pretty Lights, my guest, coming up on the next World Cafe.
This afternoon at 2, right after the Book Nook, right here on WISO.